A crane collapsed across lanes of traffic on the Tappan Zee Bridge around noon Tuesday. More than 138,000 cars per day cross the bridge, which spans Rockland and Westchester counties. The collapse happened on the Rockland side. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo held a press conference on the Westchester side in Tarrytown around 3:30.
If you said to me that a boom could fall across the Tappan Zee Bridge at noon, not hit a car, not hit a person, and there'd be no serious injury, I wouldn't believe it.
Cuomo says there were 28 cranes operating for construction of the new Tappan Zee Bridge, and one malfunctioned.
One of the cranes that was operating what they call a vibratory hammer had an issue. We don't know exactly what caused the malfunction, but there was a malfunction that caused the vibratory hammer crane to collapse. When the crane collapsed, it went across both sides of the what we call the old Tappan Zee Bridge.
Cuomo says a bridge contractor and the crane operator suffered minor injuries and no vehicle hit the crane.
There were two cars that had minor accidents in avoiding the fallen crane, but miraculously, there were no serious injuries whatsoever. The crane operator is being checked, but we believe he will be fine. The Tappan Zee contractor worker, we believe, is going to be fine.
Terry Toll is president of Tappan Zee Constructors. He says the investigation will look into whether the problem was with the crane or hammer, or whether it was operator error.
The crane that failed is a new crane. Fortunately, the manufacturer's rep was on site when it failed, and so they're also looking into it. And the task that the crane was performing, driving pile, is a routine task. It's not a special task. We've driven thousands of piles out here. And so until we have a full investigation, we really don't know why this had an issue.
He says wind was not a factor. Cuomo says the incident should not affect the timetable of the new 3-mile twin-span bridge, which is set to be complete in 2018. Cuomo says engineers will inspect the bridge for structural damage, and the bridge would not be opened until it's confirmed there is no such damage.
Even though the deck may look fine, you don't know what happened or could have happened underneath the bridge to the supporting structure. Again, it's a very old bridge that has been pieced together for a very long time. It should have been replaced decades ago.
He says it appears there was significant damage to at least one lane on the south side of the bridge. Here's Rockland County Executive Ed Day.
Looks a lot like the old punch-throughs. We could actually see the water through the roadway. This is something we had dealt with before the bridge was redecked.
For now, Cuomo says traffic is the biggest problem.
In the meantime, people should use other routes. You have the George Washington Bridge. You have the Newburgh Beacon Bridge. You have the Kingston-Rhinecliff Bridge. And you have the Bear Mountain Bridge, all of which could be used as alternatives to the Tappan Zee.
Ned McCormick is spokesman for Westchester County Executive Rob Astorino, who is attending the Republican National Convention in Cleveland.
I mean, everybody is just so pleased that the injuries are few and minor, so we really avoided what could have been a catastrophic situation.
He says Westchester's role has been working on guiding traffic. Cuomo says the $3.98 billion new Tappan Zee is the largest infrastructure project underway in the U.S. Reporting for WAMC News, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.